September 30th, 2014. While in Copenhagen, I got lost in the metro trying to find my way back to my hostel. At one point, I was clumsily punching buttons at the ticket machine, squinting furiously at the multicolored map mounted above my head. A very polite British man stopped and asked if I needed help. I swear I must have looked up and memorized the top 10 useful Danish phrases to know before visiting Copenhagen, but I was too exhausted to remember anything. I could only mutter some question about how to get to Central Station. I still have no idea if that's what it's actually called, or if that's even what I said. But with its bright red trains and rows of indoor shops unfolding all at the center of downtown Copenhagen, well, it seemed like such a place will be called Central Station. He furrowed his brow at me, but his eyes were patient and kind. "Which Central Station?" he responded. "The Central one," I said blankly. "Like, downtown Central?" I was convinced that if I insisted enough that my destination was called Central Station, everyone else I interacted with would just understand which station I meant. I held out the ticket the machine spit out 5 minutes ago and glared down at it. Did I buy the right one? "I don't know, love." His British accent slipped out behind his grin. "But you're so charming, I'm sure you could just get away with it." He winked at me, and I shrugged awkwardly, thanking him for his help. I went to find my way down to the platform, but his next question stopped me. "Why would you travel by yourself if you don't know how to do shit?" I shrugged again, swaying on my feet. I was stressed and exhausted, and I just wanted to go home. But I considered his inquiry. "Well," I started to say, "that's why I'm here. I'm trying to learn how to do shit." His kind smile moved into an amused laugh, and he wished me good luck. I ended up taking the wrong train, of course. I got off 2 stops too early and missed the connection. Instead, I wandered through Copenhagen for a few more hours, stopping sporadically to rest on the city's wooden benches. I dashed into a 7-Eleven to buy a croissant for dinner, but somehow I left with 3. I returned to the hostel around 11 p.m. My feet were swollen, but I was happy. It was one of my favorite nights in Copenhagen. The city was gorgeous. The strangers were kind. And I didn't feel afraid to be alone. Maybe I should have been upset by the strange man's comments. Offended even, that he had pointed out a flaw. A weakness. But I wasn't. What he said had been true. I didn't know how to do shit. I have no knowledge of wire transfers or exchange rates or grocery lists. I get lost. I use too many bills to pay for my food. I go grocery shopping and only buy things for breakfast. These things are just facts. Living in the not knowing is what drove me to Europe in the first place. Somehow, when I wasn't paying attention, my desire to know eclipsed my fear of not knowing. Somehow, when I wasn't paying attention, I arrived. So no matter what happens, no matter how many times I get lost and embarrass myself trying to find directions, I'm here.